الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام جنة ما لم يخرقها، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Some years ago, a alim from Pakistan saw a dream in which he saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this time, who in the whole world do you love the most? So Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. And then he asked, on account of what do you love him the most? He said, the durood that he recites on me on Friday after Asr. This alim went for Hajj then, and after Hajj he went to Medina Sharif, and Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was resident in Medina Sharif at that time. He went and meet Hazrat Shaykh, and then he asked Hazrat, which durood do you read after Asr on a Friday? So when anyway, if somebody just asks you like that out of the blue, you are taken aback. So Hazrat Shaykh got like a shock, asked him, why are you asking me that question? Then he narrated the dream. Then Hazrat Shaykh mentioned this hadith here of this durood. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadinin nabiyyil ummi wa alihi wa sallim taslima. In which it is that 80 years of gunas of a person are made maaf, and 80 years of sawabs are written for him. So who is going to live for 80 years? And in 80 years continuously, who is going to make sawab? And who is going to make gunas also continuously for 80 years? The first 15 years we are still not baligh also. So here is the opportunity that we should do this, not only now in Ramzan year, but wherever we are, and encourage other people also to try and read this durood every Friday on after Asr. There is a practice of the chair. Once I had the good fortune of going to Saharanpur, and I was just discussing this with Hazrat son-in-law, Hazrat Maulana Salman sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. Then he told me that every day after Asr, it was Hazrat's ma'amool that his kitab used to be read out in his majlis, all who came. But on a Friday, only Durood Sharif, nothing else. Only Durood Sharif was read. So Durood Sharif, as much as we can read, and especially Friday. And it was a practice of Hazrat Shaykh, and the amount of great work Allah has taken and the acceptance of Hazrat Shaykh is open in front of us all. And one of the ulama have written, by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah gives the tawfiq of doing this work, and Allah Ta'ala grants acceptance to the work also by the barakat of Durood Sharif. So Allah give us tawfiq that we be particular and read it, encourage our woman folk also. And wherever we go, always to read this Durood Sharif. Allah give us great, give us tawfiq, inshallah. Yesterday we mentioned about the roza of the eyes, and the hadith that roza is a shield for a person until he does not tear it up, he does not break it, destroy it. Ulama have written that from shaitan, it is a shield from the onslaught of shaitan. But if we break the roza, that is, we do all the wrong things, then it's no more that shield, it won't protect us. And other ulama from other hadith have explained that it is a shield from the fire of Jahannam, that to protect ourselves. Similarly, on one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, khudu junnatakum, take your armor, take your shields, get ready for war. Sahaba asked, amin aduwin kad hadar, is it from some enemy that is already here? Have some enemy come? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la minan nar, from the fire of Jahannam. And he said, read, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these are munjiyat. They will protect you from the fire, give you salvation, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. They are muqaddimat. They are the words that go before you. Before you reach Allah, they reach. When a person reads these words, the third kalima, then they are taken and they go to the arsh of Allah and they start making tawaf. And they continuously make tawaf, and in the tawaf, they have a buzzing sound, kadawiyan nahl, like the bees buzzing. And they are praising the reciter of it by Allah Ta'ala. So they are gone muqaddimat, and before you could reach there, your zikr has reached. And after you die also, these words will carry on. How much more we read, so much we will have these beautiful words there, praising us by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And also they are mu'aqibat. They are in front of you, behind you, protecting you all the time. They are also mujannibat. They save a person from gunas also. A person keeps on reading them and he gets saved from gunas also. Great, great words we have been given. So we should be regular with all this. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And the roza which Allah has made a shield from shaitan also and from the fire of Jahannam also. And a pure roza. We should also think what our condition is. Allah gave us a beautiful roza and we go and destroy it. If somebody gives you top of the range 4x4 BMW, Rolls Royce, top car of the in the world, and then you put fouls in that car, you make it a foul run, or you put some sand and you start planting and you growing some vegetables in that. That car was so valuable, and then you went and use it for this. And this, not only that you plant vegetables, but you can plant weeds in it. You put sand in the car, and now you're planting weeds in it. With rozas, Allah gave us. What a great ni'mat. What a great thing roza itself is. Not at all ever should we, if the thought also come that it's a burden, it's a difficulty, it's a hardship, it's a great, great gift from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And if we use it correctly and we see the fruit, mashallah, some brothers who have written, they see the benefits what they are getting here. So like that, if when the end, then a person has got words to express his gratitude, words to express his appreciation, what he's getting. So like that, if we come to know what the value of Ramzan, rozas are, what the value of Quran Sharif is, then a person, he's out of himself. He doesn't know how to express himself. Like that, the rozas which Allah has given us. And it's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And Ramadan is a great gift of Allah Ta'ala. And it's only 1 month by us. Many people, we quickly Ramzan must get finished, we are eager. And we just want to cut corners and cut, to make shortcuts and finish the month. No, it's the guest that has come, an honorable guest. And the guest has come with great gifts. And they're just going to shower and finish all the gifts here. They're not going to keep back, Ramzan is not going to keep back anything. So if a great guest like that comes at our door, it shouldn't be, and we know the guest is coming, and then we haven't got the keys to open the door, and the guest must wait outside in the hot sun or in a heavy rain, and the guest must stand outside. And then when we bring the guest in, the room we have made is all untidy. We haven't prepared it at all. Now, that guest won't want to stay by us also. If that guest has some honor, it will go away. So the month of Ramadan is this great guest. And if we accept the guest from preparation from before time, from Rajab and Shaban at least, and then when the guest comes, we are ready. And the room we have prepared also, the whole house is for the guest. And all amenities, facilities are all for the guest. And the guest will be happy to come. And the guest then, whatever presents all, it will be just showering upon us. It hasn't come and it won't take presents from us when it's leaving. but it will bless us with your presence. So this is that great month that Allah Ta'ala has given it. In it, these rosas which Allah Ta'ala has given, we should be accepting them and appreciate them. Also, our train of life is moving all the time. And then, when it comes in the month of Ramadan, then the name of the train changes also. It becomes the Ramadan Express. And then the coaches also are changed now. Very big coaches are put in. Because you can fill up now much more in the month of Ramadan. It starts off when it comes on the platform in on the station at a slow speed. But as the minutes are going, it's picking up speed all the time. And Ramadan starts 1 day, 2 days, and before you know, 20, 25 days are gone. And if we are not awake and we didn't fill up the goods in the train, and we can fill big coaches, we can fill huge things in there. And the month of Ramadan, Allah has made that all the goods to be filled in are also very big. And they've got great value. They are great profits in the month of Ramadan. And there are great bargains in the month of Ramadan. It's just for us to fill it up all the time. And finally, when the train leaves, it either leaves while we are still walking along the train, filling up, and maybe we come to the end of the platform, and there we fall down. The platform just had an abrupt ending. So our death might just come suddenly. And we were least expecting it, and there our mort came. Or platforms have got a ramp. It goes down slowly. We are ready for mort. We prepared, and now we are ready to go. Fortunate are those people. But at the end of our train of life, we are going to jump in also. And the first halting place will be the qabr. And there, according to what we put in our train, we are going to get. And اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسابك. You read your own kitab. Your record will be given to you, and you make your own judgment that what should be done with you. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسابا. That your own hisab kitab, you make it for yourself. So it is our choice. Our mort will come. تموتون كما تحيون. How we lived, our mort will come. وتحشرون كما تموتون. And we'll be raised up on the day of Qiyamah, how our mort came. So it is up to us. جيسے کرنی ویسے بھرنی. How we do, so we going to get. نہ مانے تو کر کے دیکھ. If you don't believe, then whatever actions, you will see the results for yourself. In this world already you will see. Jannat bhi hai, Jahannam bhi hai. Jannat is also a reality, and so is Jahannam also. Na maane to mar ke dekh. And if you don't believe, die, and you will see it is there, 100%. And that is where we are going. So Allah has given us this great opportunity. We should try and make the maximum out of it. So don't break our rozas. As some ulama have said, that committing gunas in rozas is actually breaking the roza. And other ulama say the roza doesn't break, but all the goodness is lost. Now there is really nothing left in that roza. And those ulama also who say that it breaks, but then too still you have to finish your roza and stay like a fasting person. But anyway, the general consensus of the ummah is roza does not break as such, but all the value of the roza is lost. All the goodness is gone. And we're doing good also in roza, and we're doing bad also in roza. With regard to many people also, people ask that you say that you condemn them, but they are doing lot of good also. Lot of organizations, they are doing lot of wrong also, they're doing lot of good also. So, if you have 20 liter oil drum, you fill zamzam, and you put one drop of urine in there. Now what's the value of that? You have destroyed it. On the day of Qiyamah, good deeds will be weighed and bad deeds will be weighed. And those are the good deeds that reached there. And if they didn't reach there, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif says, be careful, أَن تَحْبَثَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. Be careful, you do certain actions and you destroy your good deeds. For example, irtidad. وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ. A person who becomes a murtad, all his good is destroyed. Everything, his iman is destroyed also. He had iman for 50 years, and now he became a murtad, all that is gone. If he becomes a Muslim again, he'll have to make his hajj again. He'll have to re-perform his nikah again. Everything is lost. There are those amal. There is a big discussion amongst the ulama that some groups, deviated groups, believe that you commit one guna, all your good deeds are destroyed. That is not that the aqidah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But there are those gunas that by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we raise our voices. And today, al-amanul hafiz, people who are going for umrah, etc., are we going to gain sawab, or are we going to lose all the sawab of our life there? The cameras all the time, the flashing all the time, even those who are not taking photos and who are avoiding it, but are all caught up in the same thing. And it's just like one big show. No more like Masjid an-Nabawi or like the Haram of Makkah. Now it is just so our gunas have a terrible effect on us. In this dunya also, a person must be very careful of his gunas. They destroy a person. A person goes and buy a car, and they tell the car is very good. One owner, driver all along, the service book is there, everything. And after all that, the person says, but. Just that one but, now you don't even want to hear what he's going to say. Your heart is off that car. The same way, you want to propose for a girl. They tell you, very good girls, this quality, that quality, everything. But, now you say, no, I'm not interested yet. I don't want to even think about it further. So, this one but, our good deeds, this we did that. But that one guna that we do. And then the types of gunas that we do. The destruction of deen that we get involved in. And we're destroying the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we're promoting some new deen. Deen from the White House. Deen of the United Nations. All this new funny things. So we have to be very careful. So anyway, with our rozas also, we do good. We are making tilawat, making namaz with jamaat, mean atikah. But we got the phone and we're looking at filth and dirt also. How it destroys. And like aloe, one drop of aloe in honey makes the whole honey, a jar of honey, makes it bitter. Vinegar, it destroys all that. So the gunas that we commit, and what kinds of gunas. So one guna was of the eye. And we discussed three aspects very briefly. There's so much to discuss. But one is looking at strange woman. Commonly that is the meaning that is taken. That haram. The other is looking at any haram, any place where haram is taking place. Anything on the phone, the cartoons, playing games, etc. All these things on the phone also, all the haram there. And what is haram? To look at, it is haram, just like ghibat. To make ghibat is totally haram, and just to sit in a majlis of ghibat is also haram. Even if we don't say anything, but we just sit there. And the people whose iman is made, once we were with Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib at the Jamiat offices in Delhi, and one person came, learned person, and he was talking negative about other people. So Haji Sahib, he told him, stop, this is not right. That person wouldn't listen. Then Haji Sahib himself got up, and he told we who were with him, you will also get up, and we walked away from there. That should be the caliber of the iman of a person. If there is a snake there, will you say, no, I don't want to hurt the feelings of the people. So I'd rather sit there. I don't want to get up and go away. How won't we run away from there? Ghibat is worse than that snake also. Ghibat is worse. If a fire is starting there, we see a fire has started, we'll say that, no, if I'm going to run away, these people, they're going to get upset. So I don't run away now. I'll sit here and let the fire burn you. These gunas, for those people who realize, those who have got some imani shu'ur in them, they can see clearly that these gunas are worse than snakes also and worse than the fire also. So to make ghibat is haram, to listen to ghibat also is haram. To be at a place, al-hudur fihi al-mahzur, la yajuz al-hudur fil-majlis fihi al-mahzur. It is not permissible to be in any gathering where haram is taking place. Just to be present also, you're not contributing. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Shaykhul Hind, Maulana Mahmoodul Hassan, went and visited his Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi, Rahmatullah and Gango. And he so happened, he went at a time when there is Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Quddus, also buried there, very great buzur, but bidatis are doing all the wrong things there, the uras, etc. So while the uras was taking place, he also came. Hazrat said, you came now? He said, I didn't come for the uras. I came to visit you. At such times, your niyyah doesn't count also. That your niyyah doesn't matter. Man kastara sawada qawmin fahuwa minhum. Your action, that you are increasing the numbers of the wrong people, or the good people, you are counted amongst them. If the good people, you are increasing their numbers, you are part of them. And if you're the bad people, you are part of them. Your niyat on such an occasion doesn't count. Many occasions in Shariat, niyat doesn't matter. And especially for a person who is a muqtada, who is a leader, he has got a following, he must be even more careful. No matter what his niyat, when the people see his action, according to that, they make the decision. He can have his very good intention, but what his actions are and what influence they have got on people. The Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Palanpur is Rahmatullah Ali, famous bayan, ke mashhoor hona aur hai, maqbool hona aur hai. To be famous is one thing, and to be accepted by Allah is another thing. Many people are mashhoor, very famous, but they're not maqbool by Allah Ta'ala. They got no value. In spite of all the deeny flavor and coloring they got around them, they're not maqbool by Allah. And there are many people who are not mashhoor. Nobody knows them. If they didn't come to a gathering, nobody asks about them. If they are there, nobody calls them to the front. Wherever they get placed, but they are maqbool by Allah. They got great position by Allah Ta'ala. And fortunate are those people who are mashhoor and maqbool. And unfortunate are those people who are not even mashhoor and not maqbool also. They are nothing. So it is, and the person who is a muqtada, a leader, who's got leadership, he has to be much more careful of what he says, where he goes, who he meets. And his niyat in most cases doesn't count. His action counts. So anyway, with regard to the eyes, the guna, the looking at strange woman, and in the month of Ramadan, yeah, if we are here and we stick to the masjid, we don't go out unnecessarily, and when we go out also, whenever we have to travel anywhere, especially when we have to go at the airports, supermarkets, and we know what the dressing of the woman is there, what the condition. Before we go, close your heart. We don't. We just go openly. And then the thieves are there. These women are all the thieves of shaitan. Hibalatu shayateen. They are the nest of shaitan. And they ensnare us. They grab us. And we are not even aware. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali says, Harime dil ke apne e Ahmed paas ba rehna. Be very careful and watch the haram of your heart. Koi ghair na ajai. Don't let any other stranger come in here. We have to be very careful. But we don't feel anything. We went in the airport, 2 hours, 8 hours flight we took. Mostly non-Muslims. Seldom there are some Muslims. But we didn't feel a thing. Our iman was being attacked. Unfortunately, our iman, the senses of our iman are gone so dead, we don't even feel it. In the 1930s, there is one imam, Fuad Simai, he's still living in Cape Town. He says his aunties, grand aunties, they should go to a proper Muslim school, where just the necessities of dunya used to be taught. Now all this Darwin's theory and nothing like that. LGBT, nothing like that. Pure, pure. Only things, little bit English, little arithmetic, Afrikaans, some things like that. But when they used to come home, their father used to make them read one supara, so that all the effects of the school, the dunya's effects, can be washed off the heart. But we don't feel anything. We go to the airport, we traveled in the plane, we are still okay. We come to the masjid and we see all the musallis. Somebody is in ruku, somebody in sajda, and somebody in tilawat, but it doesn't make us happy in any way. When you come in a hot place, you must be able to, you feel the heat. When you go in a cold place, you feel the cold. But why when we go in a cold place of iman, we don't feel the negative things? We come in a hot place of iman and we don't feel the hot things. We have to worry, where is my iman? Is it gone so dead or is it completely, no, not existing or what? Why don't I feel it? This feeling should come into a person. So this rozas also, Allah give us tawfiq, that looking at any and all haram. Yeah, we there aren't human around, but on the phone that we go, be very careful of it. And even watching news, if it's a male reader, for a female to look is also haram. And if it's a female news reader, for a man to look, and to look at the photo, that is also haram. If you're looking at a living, that is different. But there's a dead picture, and it's formed into a picture immediately. And it is the historicity there. That whole news reading, even if it was live reading, but it is stored in there. So for us to look at all that is totally haram. And at least if a person thinks I'm majboor for my business, I have to do it for this necessity, make tawbah istighfar. Even when we take photos of our passports, don't just take it that there is permission. It is, permission is that to go and do that act, but the act is still wrong. And ask forgiveness. You are helpless. You couldn't help it. You had to take it. But still ask for forgiveness from there. And a true mu'min, even on his good deeds, he asks for forgiveness. After making namaz also, at the end of namaz, in namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathir. So if we have to even take a photo, how much more istighfar mustn't we make? But we just justify it. It's a necessity. We should ask for forgiveness from our that guilt, iman. If it is there, it will make a person feel guilty. And if that is there, we will save ourselves from lot of other wrong. Anyway, in the Hadith Sharif it comes, An-nazru sahmum min siham iblis masmum. The gazes of the eyes are poisonous arrows of shaitan. Man tarakahu makhafati. A person who does not look in the fear of Allah, not because others are watching him. Peer sahab, sheikh sahab is there, all the murids. Now he's looking just down one way. But if there's nobody around, then he, our sheikh rahmatullah ali says, that the sheikh, when he's with his murid, sheikh khilaf kaaba thukta bhi nahi. That when he's, Kaaba is in front, now in front of all, he asks everyone, Kaaba this side, I don't want to spit in the direction of Kaaba. But when nobody is around, then he doesn't miss out his chance whenever he can see somebody. Or the murid, Shaykh is around, now he's very pious. But Shaykh is not around, now he's doing all this wrong. And how many of us are like that? When we're around, yeah, now Ramzan, we like Sufis, big Sufis. But the minute we're out from here, then, or the minute we're on our cell phone, then what and what? And it's shocking also when the complaints come and people actually send the actual wording of the of our good, good murid, what they speak. You can't believe that such words exist. You can't believe this Sufi stuff. He's saying these kind of words. It's shocking. So we, at all times, we must be aware. So anyway, our gazes, that who gives it up in the fear of Allah. Allah says, Abdaltuhu imanan. I will give him such iman. Yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. He will feel. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should stress that he'll be the wajid, the isme fa'il. He will feel that sweetness in his heart. When a person, the same way, our namaz, make it namaz, and you will feel the sweetness of namaz. Tilawat, do the tilawat as it's supposed, and you'll enjoy the tilawat. You won't be counting how many pages are left for the supara. Or you won't be looking at your watch, I've got something else to do. Or at the phone, you have to make a phone call or something. You'll hate a phone coming while you are making tilawat. MashaAllah, there were those homes, what we knew, that from a Thursday Maghrib, from Thursday Maghrib till Friday Maghrib, they don't answer any phone. Only Durood Sharif, the whole family is reading. There are those people, when it's time to read Quran Sharif, they don't pick up the phone. They either switch it off, they don't. Now it's we're talking to Allah. We don't want interference from anyone now. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate these opportunities. So Allah ta'ala, so with our eyes, be very careful. The other part, which unfortunately we have to do very briefly, this all needs a lot of explanation, looking down upon others. Though usually it is categorized with other the gunas, pride. But also it has to do with our eyes. We look down upon others. And we look up at ourselves. Whereas we have to look down at ourselves and look up at other people. But we look down upon people. And just a person just comes in the masjid, he comes, and there your thought goes to his whole history. And you open all the files of his history. And you start thinking bad about him. That see, now today is like a big Sufi is coming. And he's going first up. But his whole history, I know what and what he used to do. Why must we? And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali warns against a person who has made Tawbah. And he has turned to Allah. And because of his past history, we write him off. We are in great danger by Allah Ta'ala. We don't know what Tawbah that person has made. Though he was an open gunegar, he did me down with money. He did wrong to me. I know it also. But he has made Tawbah. We don't know what his position is by Allah. We must not look down upon any person. But this is a common thing. And it happens right in the family. One good friend of ours, marhum, Allah grant him Jannah, he should say that when you're sitting down for the meals at home, then have, in his words, he was a very jolly person. He said, if you want to have prawns also, eat prawns also. Though all the ikhtilaf of the Hanafis, etc., about eating prawns. But he says, don't eat the maulana of the town, the imam stuff. Usually, meal time, we got our chicken and whatever. But actually, maulana we put, and we start eating him, backbiting. Maulana did this today, Maulana did that today. Any person we mustn't backbite. And to backbite about the ulama is the worst. And there are those backbitings which are not and which are for us to do. But where it isn't, where it is wrong, then that is the worst to backbite the ulama. And it is very, very serious. So looking down, finding faults in people. But again, we must understand our deen completely. For example, a person speaks on unity, we are very good. And the whole hadith is filled with unity, Quran is filled. But then he uses it for unity on the batil, on the wrong. Kalimatu haq turida bihil batil. Oh, qiyas ma'al fariq. He uses it in the wrong place. So same way, a person speaks on ghibat. Ghibat is haram. How terrible the guna. Eat the flesh of your brother when he, while he's dead. But now, where it is for us to make ghibat, somebody asks you for a proposal about a girl, and you know the quality of the girl, there it is compulsory for you to speak. For the ulama to speak, when the deen is being plundered, and people are being led into Jahannam, it is for us, and it is to keep quiet, is mudahanat there. It is a very big guna. Concealing the truth. So we have to see, we have to understand. But anyway, so to look down upon anyone when it is in the wrong way. And that we have to be very careful. And all the wrong places and the wrong things to look at, that also. Keep our rosas pure of this. Our eyes, and a person who will make effort in Ramadan, this is a real training period. And Allah has made it easy that Allah has killed our nafs by giving us roza. More you are prone to guna during the day when you are out everywhere. So Allah gave you your roza, which killed your nafs. And Allah changed the shayateen, the rebellious shayateen. So Allah, this is a perfect training. Just get properly accustomed to controlling the eyes in this month. And whole year, whole life, you will be relieved of it. And like any person, if a person was a diabetic, for example, and now he took treatment from Hakim Sahib, and Hakim Sahib took out his diabetes, and now he'll feel like a new person. He'll see you before that, by afternoon he's tired, he's exhausted. Now he's still got energy, he's got strength also. His eyes were blurred, he couldn't see properly. Now he can see properly, but see the right things when you can see properly. When you now your eyes are restored, don't go and look at the wrong things again. So your eyes are restored, you feel so well. Wallah, the same way, if we bring deen into our lives, and we get the islah is done, islah of anything, just the eyes also, you will feel the enjoyment, and you won't be able to keep quiet about expressing the enjoyment. Now my eyes are under control. I'm not looking at haram. And then the terrible effects of the masmoom, the arrow, poisonous arrows of shaitan, how terrible they are, you relieved of that. When your tongue becomes pure, when your ears become pure, and Ramzan a complete overall, you are complete a new person. You are like a newborn baby. Kayomin waladathu ummu. The Ramzan will be like that. And this Ramzan, not only you will be a newborn baby, but you will be a great buzurg. All the angelic qualities will be in you. That is what on each day, that is the Eid of a person. So Allah, give us tawfiq that our rozas, we keep them pure. Allah gave us a pure roza, keep it pure. And embellish it with all the other good qualities. Don't mess it up. One roza, today's roza that we kept, the eighth roza. This eighth roza of this year will never come in our life. Don't mess it up. You can't make it up again. Our namaz we make some mistakes, you can make sajda suffer. But that also not nice. Make a proper, concentrate, make your namaz properly. Don't destroy your namaz. You won't get the opportunity of reading that namaz again. And especially the faraid. Now, Maghrib Faraz, we'll never get another chance in our life to make today's Maghrib. Tomorrow's Maghrib is tomorrow's Maghrib. Today's Roza is today's Roza. Make it the best. Our Ramadan we got, make the best of it. Don't take shortcuts. Don't just try and finish the Ramadan, the Taraweeh as early as possible. The shortest, the fastest Taraweeh. No, do it properly. We got this one chance. To do it, make it properly. Allah give us all tawfiq. Now we should engage in du'as, inshallah. The du'as are very valuable, especially on a Friday before Maghrib, after Asr before Maghrib. Du'as are very valuable. Think of ourselves, our maut make du'a, our qabr's life, or husne khatima, for the whole ummah, for Turkey, all the floods now there, all the earthquakes and poor people, what they going through, the whole ummah, and for the purification of Haramain Sharifain. That Allah purifies it of all this filth and dirt which is being brought there. And Allah Ta'ala, the whole ummah, for everyone, make dua inshallah. Subhanallah.